each person comes into their life to tell them how they are like the earth, and that they're also courageous and they are powerful. And so it's about nature, but it's also sort of affirming and places the child within this much bigger realm of beauty and inspiration.
That's Steph Littlebird, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Steph Littlebird is an Indigenous artist, writer, curator, and enrolled member of Oregon's Grand Ronde Confederated Tribes. She's the illustrator of My Powerful Hair by Carol Lindstrom, which was named an American Library Association Notable Book and one of NPR's Best Books of 2023. She joins us to talk about her picture book, You Are the Land. Steph, welcome to Conversations.
Thank you so much for having me, Dan.
Tell us a bit about your heritage and how that inspired this book.
Oh, everything I do as an artist is related to my heritage and where I come from. And so I am a member of the Confederated Tribes of Grand Ronde, Oregon, which is a federally recognized tribe. And I'm just really lucky that I have grown up in my homelands and been immersed in my culture and sort of been able to incorporate that into the work that I do as an artist, as a writer. And so, yeah, this book has been a way for me to sort of write a love letter to my culture and community, which has taught me about my responsibility to the earth and what it means to be a place keeper and to take responsibility for the land that I come from, as well as whatever land I'm on.
Well, this is a picture book. So for what age is the book intended?
Well, the picture books typically are for the young ones, you know, the 3 to 7 range. But I always tell people picture books are for everyone because you really can learn so much from them. And they are so good at distilling specific concepts down into digestible form for really any reader.
And of course, in most cases, it's an adult reading the book to a child. So do you keep that adult audience in mind as well?
Absolutely. When I started doing picture books, I was coming from a background of being a fine artist, from being a painter. And so I really wanted to bring sophistication into my work as a children's book illustrator, because oftentimes I think that they often don't get the best of the best artwork. And so it really was, to me, like an effort to make them as sophisticated as they could be, because I think young people deserve that as well as their parents.
So describe this book for us. What are readers going to find here?
So this book is really a journey for a young person who is sort of learning about their place within this world from different parts of their family and community. And so it starts with learning from the grandmother that they are part of the earth, and then it sort of takes them through their actual development. So as they get bigger, each person comes into their life to tell them how they are like the earth, and that they're also courageous and they are powerful. And so it's about nature, but it's also sort of affirming and places the child within this much bigger realm of beauty and inspiration.
Will you read a portion of the book for us to give us a taste of what people are going to find here?
Yes. So I'll just start from the very beginning, because it's my favorite spread is about the grandmother. So it says, "When I was a baby, my grandmother sang to me, 'You are the land, a new spring leaf, alive and growing like a maple seed.' My grandmother is like a flower. Her petals wrap around me and keep me safe. She teaches me to be strong like the branches of an ancient cedar tree."
So what is the message that you hope that readers are going to take from this book?
You know, I have been teaching about Indigenous culture and our history here where I come from in Oregon for many years now. And what I often come across is people really wanting to connect with certain values that Indigenous culture holds, you know, close to us, like our connection to the earth. But people don't really have the access or language around it. And so I wanted to write a book that really sort of gives people the perspective from Indigenous culture of how we learn about these things. But then in my author's note, I talk about what it means to be a placekeeper, what we call ourselves here in the Pacific Northwest, our tribe. We call ourselves placekeepers, and that actually anyone can be a placekeeper. It doesn't matter if you're Native or not, that you can be connected to the land because you're a human being and you are a part of nature as well.
In many cases, when a picture book is created, there's an author and there's an illustrator, two separate people who work with an editor and sometimes never meet or even directly communicate. But in your case, you're both author and illustrator. So do you think that gives you a creative advantage?
You know what? It was so fun for me because this is my fifth book that's been published, but it's my very first one that I actually did both the writing and illustrating for. And so up until this point, I've always just been a contributor. And this is my first chance to really get to show my full skill set as an artist, which has included writing for many years. And so it was really this amazing challenge for me to combine and synthesize these things that I do separately into something that I'm so proud of. And really, is really just an ode to my community and all the things that they have done to support me to get here to this place.
And why is it especially important for you to share these messages with children?
You know, I think about the future all the time, and I worry for the future, and I worry for young people that they are inheriting what could feel very hopeless. And I think that when we try to confront the future, when we think about the changing of climate, when we think about the coming water crisis, that the young people are the ones who are really going to have to be the problem solvers, because unfortunately their previous generations have not really done anything to help them. And so I want young people to understand that their connection to the land is so important, and that that actually will be a huge part of healing. Some of these things that we're facing is really about our disconnection from the earth and our sort of disconnection from broader humanity, really. And so I think that if young people are given these bits of knowledge early, that they can incorporate them into who they are, and they will be more armed for the future and be able to be better advocates for themselves and also the environment and the world around them.
Now that you have your first book that you both wrote and illustrated, do you see more of these books in the future?
Oh my gosh, that would be my hope. I think I am currently in the midst of writing new manuscripts and hoping I'll have an opportunity to do both jobs again. But I'm also a full-time illustrator, so I get to always be sort of working on stories with other authors as well. So it's truly a joy to get to be a storyteller, because I think as an artist, a lot of the times we spend our times trying to figure out what we're going to do. And sometimes that takes our whole life. But I am very lucky that I have found my way to this practice, because it really is so fulfilling. And it means so much to get to make work that's affirming to young people and really gives them, you know, hope and vision for the future.
Well, congratulations on this book, You Are the Land, by Steph Littlebird. Steph, thank you very much for talking with me today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You can use the KPR app to listen to the latest episodes on your phone or tablet, and you'll also find us on Facebook. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.